Murk, Mire, and Mayhem. 'Twas the only fitting description for the punch house in which Juliana Dutton found herself. No, not found herself. She had come here on purpose. Passed through the display of debauchery once on her way to the brothel beyond, and now, yet again, on her way back to the street. Only this time, the room overflowed with patrons, if patrons was a fitting term for the slovenly attired men and women guzzling their drinks amidst shouts and curses and a discordant fiddle. What had she been thinking? But she had to make sure, one last time, that her friend Abilene was not among the dissolute cullions flooding the room, that the woman had not been hiding when Juliana had passed through before, or worse, swallowed up in the arms of some foul ruffian. Yet, as Juliana peered from beneath the hood of her cloak, cringing at the visions that met her eyes, her friend was nowhere in sight. What was apparently in sight was her. Dozens of glazed eyes fastened upon her as she wove through tables laden with mugs of Kill Devil rum, card games, flickering lanterns, and plates brimming with roasted boar and fish pudding. The scent of food joined the odors of sweat, smoke, and bitter spirits, creating a stench that would keep the devil himself away. Though, from the befouled language and equally befouled sights, it appeared he was already present. The ensuing whistles and lewd invitations proved her assumption correct. Air fled her lungs. Gripping her throat, she hurried toward the door. A chair slid in her path. A man rose before her, brashly eyeing her from the hood of her cloak to the tips of her red mules. A brace of pistols crossed a chest the size of England, adorned with a red doublet trimmed in metallic lace. Two formidable swords hung from each hip. A scar on his neck disappeared behind a stained cravat that bubbled over his shirt like the ale foaming on his moustache. Pirate. With a jeweled finger that belied the crusted dirt beneath his nail, he yanked off her hood, releasing her golden waves. One would think none of the men had ever seen flaxen hair on a woman before, as groans of pleasure swept through the crowd, followed by vulgar suggestions that shocked her and caused her to tremble violently.
"There be a proper van lady, says I," one man shouted. "Take her, mad dog."
"She be asking for it by coming here,"
another man yelled, triggering an outburst of laughter. Yet the man kept staring at her. Mad dog, indeed. A rabid one, from the looks of it. Juliana was not a timid sort, not a woman prone to hysterics or swooning. But when the rake clutched her arm and leered at her with teeth the colour of dirt, her heart nigh burst through her chest.
"Leave her be."
From behind the brute, a voice boomed like the crash of a massive wave. The pirate glanced over his shoulder, stiffened, then released her with a grunt. Wiping his mouth on his sleeve, he picked up the chair, shoved it beside a nearby table, and toppled onto it like a felled tree. Moans of disappointment filtered through the mob before the music resumed and the men returned to their drink and games. Tugging her hood back atop her head, Juliana searched for her rescuer, unsure what price his chivalry bore.